The new neighborhood is called The Docks, and it's a 240-unit housing development that will theoretically lie between Muskegon Lake and Lake Michigan. While local residents have raised a number of concerns about the project, Muskegon City Manager Frank Peterson says The Docks is an opportunity to attract new residents to Muskegon, which is critical if the city wants to continue to grow.
And so it's really important that we find opportunities for new housing and new people and just new opportunities in general to come into the community. And this is a part of the community that's viable, that's attractive, and it's important to us that we have places like that available for people to invest.
By us, Peterson means is the Muskegon City Commission, who this past June approved the Docks development plans. The project would be built on what is left of Pigeon Hill, a sand dune mined during World War II for metal castings, the remnants of which lie north of the city's Bluffton neighborhood, a quaint little community on the west side of Muskegon Lake. It's here that Ben Evans lives, and he, along with many other Bluffton residents, say the docks will not only destroy what is left of the sand dune, but of their very way of life.
Throughout the process, we've been told that this is a good thing for Muskegon, for the community of Muskegon. And yet we are the residents of Muskegon. We are the taxpayers of Muskegon and are certain, completely certain, this is not a good thing for us.
Tomorrow, I visit Bluffton and the old Pigeon Hill sand dune to speak with the residents who oppose the docks as they raise a series of concerns over its development, the environmental impact it will have on Muskegon Lake, the dangerous traffic it could create, and the loss of Bluffton's identity, one of Muskegon's oldest neighborhoods. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.